Consequence Podcast Network. Borahe, Iconic Army.
Borahe.
All right. So Kayla and I have purchased our D-Day the movie tickets. We're going to be going on April 10th.
Yes.
So we're super excited. I think we got the IMAX too.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. And I mean, I don't know if we've actually gone to one of like the Permission to Dance or like any of the in concert or movies like.
No, I think that, and honestly, when Burn the Stage was in theaters, you were still doing travel OT.
Right.
And so I did, like, Jordan and I saw that in theaters, but you and I never saw that together in theaters. So I don't think you and I have ever seen a BTS concert movie in theaters yet. Yeah.
I think I did with Amber and Sarah, like when I was in St. Louis or something like that. Mm-hmm. But yeah, we haven't gone together. So we're super excited because we just had such a wonderful time at the D-Day concert in Chicago.
Incredible.
Like I really look back at that and that was such a fun trip. Like you and I driving all the way to Chicago, driving all the way back, just listening to all of the August D mixtapes and D2, all of it. It was just such a wonderful time. And that concert, like, was the concert I for sure have cried the most.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah.
I mean, totally.
It was just fantastic.
It was incredible.
Like, nosebleeds too. Like we were the highest seats up practically.
And I mean, I love and treasure like every BTS concert we've been to. But even a couple days ago, my students asked me like, "What's the best concert you've ever been to?" And D-Day immediately came to mind.
Yeah, like popped up.
Yeah, I mean, just how incredible it was, and we were in the nosebleeds.
Exactly.
Like it just speaks volumes.
It does. Yeah. So purchasing these tickets, I kind of got like, you know, just like that. The BTS ticketing kind of fear and anxiety.
Oh yeah,
you know?
Like we need these
the
right
pressure,
now.
I was like, once I saw they went on sale and I saw that some of the seats were already taken, I'm like, I got to do it right
did
now.
Did you get good seats in the theater?
I did.
Okay.
Like, I mean, right in the middle. I went over as far as I could in the middle and we're like bumped up next to two people.
Love it.
But I don't care.
Yeah,
you know?
We're like, all army.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we have really good seats. It's IMAX. Yeah. I think I may be scarred from us not getting tickets to D-Day, like that ticketing process. We had to get it through, like, I don't even remember, SeatGeek, something of that sort.
Honestly, I am so excited for Jordan to be able to see this concert because Yoongi is his bias. He loves and respects all of BTS. He's definitely ARMY, but he always loves Yoongi so much. And I went home from that concert, like, telling him about the artistry and just, like, the genius, you know, that is Min Yoongi. And just seeing just a full concert set of his is so incredible. So I'm so excited for him to see this movie.
I'm excited for him to see it too. And my sister is also going to go. Brittany's going to go. And then potentially Shelly, who's one of our good friends, she said she may or may not be going.
Yeah.
But if she doesn't go, Corey said he would.
Yeah.
Which Corey's never seen a BTS concert. Like, I don't think he even knows what to expect, truthfully.
Right, honestly.
He's seen, like, obviously BTS performances, things from like Mama and Melon that I've shown him over the years, but not just like a straight concert.
Yeah.
And I believe this is the concert in Seoul, and so I think we have appearances like from Jungkook
I'm so excited.
Like I'm just reliving how amazing that concert was. So we are really looking forward to seeing D-Day the movie in theaters.
We totally are.
Hi, this is James Mercer from The Shins.
This is Shirley Manson.
This is Lo Tullhurst, co-founder of The Cure.
This is Huey Lewis giving you the story behind the song.
The story behind the song is back with an exciting second season. We peel back the layers on music's most iconic hits with legendary artists like The Killers, Heart, The B-52s, Violent Femmes, Jewel, Huey Lewis, Modern English, and more. To keep the music flowing, we'll be sprinkling in classic episodes from our archives between each new one. So check out The Story Behind the Song wherever you get your podcast.
Wow.
Welcome back. We're your hosts. I'm Kayla.
And I'm Bethany. And this is Standing BTS,
your favorite informative fangirl podcast.
All right. Today, we're going to hang out for about an hour and talk about V's new single, which is Friends, where it's in parentheses end. We're going to be talking about just the release, the production, what we think of the song and lyrics. And then, of course, we're going to get into this incredible music video that he put out with it.
Yeah. I know we just had a lot to say about the D-Day concert, but this episode is definitely about Kim Taeyong.
Yeah. And his single. We just made it all about Min Yoongi at the very beginning.
It had to go somewhere, yeah. You know? Well, anyways, before getting too far into today's episode, we want to say thanks, Iconic, for being here and for all of your support. If you'd like to support us even further and have access to episode documents, monthly virtual Iconic hangouts, and sound checks, please consider joining us on Patreon at patreon.com/standingbts.
Yes, thank you guys for being here, for all of your support, and for listening. And I believe on March 25th, next Monday, we're going to have the next Iconic hangout.
Yes.
So join us there for that.
Yeah.
Okay, so an overview of the release of Friends. It was released on March 15th at midnight Eastern Standard Time. This song is fully in English. I guess I wasn't expecting it to be fully English, yeah. But it makes sense from the teasers. It looked very westernized. It kind of looked like it would maybe be this more kind of poppy song. So right. I think it makes sense that it's all in English.
I was surprised by it too. But then like in retrospect, after the teasers where you can hear the news on in English, you know, I remember pointing that out to you when we were watching. We're like, oh, it's in English. We weren't thinking the whole song would be. But
yeah,
we like, you know, we have also, no issue with
it.
Also,
kind of like the Chinese takeout box. Like, I don't know. I feel like that's kind
very
of an American
Western,
thing.
Very American. Yeah, that style at least of takeout container. Yeah, for sure.
And then we also kind of got a little glimpse even before the music video came out of a female actress who is in this music video. So the music video features actress Ruby Sear, and she's an up-and-coming British actress. She's currently really well known for her role in the Netflix TV series The Gentlemen, which I've not watched, but it keeps getting recommended to me.
Maybe like, that's why she looks familiar to you.
Yeah, she, I mean, it gets recommended all the time to me on Netflix, and so I think I've maybe watched trailers for it or something to that degree, but haven't actually watched it, but I think it's pretty popular.
Yeah, nice to know what she's from, because when we were watching this I was like, I don't know her, but I feel like I should know her. So good to know. Ruby Sear. Yeah, so let's talk about the song itself before we dive into the music video a little bit. So just talking about who wrote and produced this song, the main two people were Connor and Riley McDonough. They also had a couple other people work on this song. Some familiar names would be like Melanie Joy Fontana and Michael Lindgren Schultz. We've seen them on a couple previous BTS like English
before. Tracks, absolutely. Yeah.
Really a lot of familiar names, some of them new names too, like Ori Rose or Castle or Selah Miley. So a couple new, a couple old. They came together and wrote a great song here though. As far as the vibe and production, the instrumentals start with like a nice electric bass guitar, you know, that's kind of strumming and carrying us through that entire song. And then there's a really nice live drum set too. Along with that, there's a kind of like a choir backing and like supporting vocals backing and echoing Taeyong throughout. Overall, the instrumentals and that backup support give a really retro feel to the song. It gives me like visuals of like a 50s or 60s like dance band, just with like the groove and the melody.
It really does have that 50s, 60s feel. And I think it's so fitting for Taeyong too. Like he really suits just that crooner, you know, like he's like a 40s crooner voice, but with this like 50s 60s style. Like it really is like true love ballad here, but it has a more of a upbeat kind of faster pace than, you know, maybe like a slow love song.
Like it take you to like the dance scene in the movie Grease, you know, like that vibe, that era, like that style of, you know, of music.
Absolutely.
Just with like this Taeyong, like, you know, crooner, like greaser kind of vibe put onto it.
I get that. That's totally what it is. So very much a song that you would dance to with a partner, except it's just, it's not a slow dance. It's not a slow dance waltz at all, but you could definitely be swaying together. Like it's not a song that you're like shaking your butt to and, you know, you're, you know, doing the jive or whatever. But it's definitely a song that you would be holding onto each other's hips, swaying side by side. You know, it's definitely that kind of dancing song, you know, a little bit more upbeat.
Totally.
But since it reminded us so much of just like that 50s, 60s style dancing. We couldn't help but to notice like the count of the song. Like it's a 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, mm-hmm. which I'm always thinking of like the 4-beat time. Right. I feel like 4 beats is usually like mainstream pop. Mm-hmm. So that one, that repetitive 1, 2, 3, I talked to my sister who has like done music theory. She's music therapist, she's a musician. Music composition.
Yeah. Yeah.
And she's like, no, it's actually 6-8 time.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, that is so interesting. But apparently a lot of like most popular dance styles are in that time signature. Mm-hmm. So dance styles like the foxtrot, the swing, and the jive. I know I just mentioned the jive, right. but that might be a little bit more of a faster pace.
Faster tempo, but yeah.
Yeah. But all of this dancing, we're like, hello, slow dancing from Layover. Totally. Like, it just feels so Taeyang, mm-hmm. you know? Like, the retro elements, the love and dancing elements to it. It's yeah. very much Taeyang style.
Oh, yeah.
But what's unique about Friends, I feel like, from Layover, is that Friends obviously is an English song. And I think it has more pop elements that you would notice like on the radio.
Right.
I would not consider like Layover songs to be like radio play like songs.
No, they're too like jazzy. So yeah. I don't think that they're mainstream enough sounding to be big radio
yeah.
plays, at least in the States.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it really feels like Friends is still staying true to Taeyang's style and sound, and that it really suits him, but it has these pop song elements to it that make it more radio play where, mm-hmm. you know, it creates this very catchy chorus. There's also repeating words in the verses that also make it very catchy. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It just gives you sounds that you've maybe heard before in pop songs, but has this very Taeyang feel to it too.
Yeah. I mean, it definitely is like an earworm, easily runs through your head, gets stuck in your head after you listen to it a couple times.
Oh yeah.
But it's not something that feels crazy to come from Taeyang. Like, it is totally him. It's like mm-hmm. his sound, it's his voice. It's just in English, you know,
which we can really appreciate.
Yeah,
we
I love
really
it
really appreciate that. Right. I think that for so many other different producers and songwriters to be mm-hmm. working on the song, and a lot of them being, you know, thinking of Western music mm-hmm. and an English song, English song, to be considering something like
that. Yeah, I think it's challenging to encapsulate like what Western audiences are going to want to listen to along with the sound that Taeyang wants to bring
exactly.
and the music, you know, and the voice that he has.
Yeah.
So I just think that they did a great job mm-hmm. of working with him on this and like providing something that feels truly, you know, him.
Yeah.
I just really enjoy how it all came together yeah. here.
And I think us as fans are very appreciative of that.
Right. And yeah. I hope that other people, like, I hope this plays on the radio here and like people hear it and they're like, who is this? And then they're
yeah.
like, oh, it's V of BTS. Whoa.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
Because I do think that like a wider audience could definitely appreciate yeah. the song.
Yeah. And also these lyrics. I feel like these lyrics have relatability to them. I know
yeah.
Kayla, you were talking about one of your friends you think could probably
one of my
really dig this song.
I feel like I could send this song to two of my friends and also myself. Like, you know.
yeah. Yeah. Because you can relate to it.
Totally.
Lyrically. Yeah.
Very much. Like, we're gonna dive here into the lyrics, but one of my friends is like a type of person that they just can't find that their person. You know, they go on dates, they've dated a bunch, and it never lasts and it's just not what they're looking for. It never lines up, but they always like get stuck in a cycle of like being friends with someone and wanting to be with them and never like getting out of that kind of friend zone place.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And
it's
then
it's a tough place to be.
Totally. And I had another friend who was like friends with somebody. They were friends for, you know, like their whole lives and they really like each other, you know, and they kept dancing with this idea of like, do we or don't we? Because like we feel this connection, we feel this chemistry, but like there's no coming back from this, you
yeah.
know? And then like for me personally, like that's how Jordan and I were. Like we were friends for a long time because we knew each other in high school. So before we mm-hmm. even started dating, we knew each other as friends and as people. And like I remember like, you know, going after him and like we had serious conversations about bridging that gap past friendship and, you know, how that changes things or what could change and what that means, you know?
Right.
And that's really what like this song is all about. Like mm-hmm. that kind of like, ooh, let's
yeah.
do that. Yeah.
yeah. Definitely like that being friends, but feeling that chemistry between each other or saying things to each other mm-hmm. that definitely are more than friends, right? You know, and so I do think that, like you were saying, very relatable to a lot of kind of situationships that totally. You know, end up turning into no, let's remain friends, or like end up becoming, you know, partners for life,
right? Right. Totally.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So in the very first verse, I really like how he says the lines, "Got me deep in my feelings. What I should be in your bed." I like, first off, I think this is not something you would hear in a BTS song. This is kind of one of those lyrics that's maybe a little bit more provocative of saying I should be in your bed. Mm-hmm. But we're noticing that with their chapter 2 and all of that, and this English, more English music, some of these lyrics are kind of a little bit more appropriate, mm-hmm. I suppose, or like they're letting it slide a
yeah,
little bit more.
I feel like, you know, they're considering their audience more, their yeah. intended audience more. And these types of lyrics aren't that crazy to like yeah. American listeners.
Right.
Yeah.
And that's not to say that BTS, I feel like most BTS music isn't like this, mm-hmm. but like the rap line, I'm excluding mixtape stuff. Right. Because like they do say stuff like this. Right. Like really early BTS will sometimes say like more provocative stuff. But yeah, got me deep in my feelings when I should be in your bed. Mm-hmm. So just again, it's one of those things of like this person's in his head and they've been friends, mm-hmm. but really it seems like they're more than that. Like the feelings are deeper than that.
Right. And in the pre-chorus, like he establishes even this friendship is so freaking long. Like he says, mm-hmm. we go back to 09. That is like 15 years at this point that you've been friends. And so thinking about having a 15-year friendship and now thinking about like, you know, you, through all that, those years of friendship, like we had those lonely nights together, you know, those lonely nights that like we were there for each other. And like, why can't we be there for each other now? Mm-hmm. You know, and I also love this line because Jordan and I go back to 09. Like,
that's crazy.
We really do. That's like the first year that we would have met each other.
Freshman year of high school.
Yeah. Like my freshman, his sophomore year. And, you know, totally just friends then. Friends for mm-hmm. like the next 6 years. And, you know, but it's that type of thing of like knowing that that deep friendship is like it could be more.
Yeah. It also goes along with just that retro feel too. It adds a little bit more of that retro vibe.
It gives that nostalgia, like uh-huh. calling back something 15 years ago. Yeah, totally.
Definitely. So in the chorus, he says, "Friends just for now. Yeah, but friends don't say words that make friends feel like more than just friends. Just for now. Now I'm over pretending, so let's put the end in friends." And I think that line at the very end is very clever. We've mm-hmm. been trying to hypothesize, what does it mean by end? Like, end sounds like an impending doom here. Mm-hmm. Like, end sounds like we're no longer friends type of thing.
Right.
But this song turned out to be like, he wants to put an end to the friendship so mm-hmm. that they can be in a romantic relationship
right.
together.
Totally.
And I just think that this chorus really perfectly lays out the feelings that he's felt with this friendship of like, friends don't say these kinds of things to each other. Like, right. this is something that you say to a romantic partner, and I'm tired of pretending
right.
that we're just friends right. because we're not.
Right.
Yeah, this is definitely more than that. So he is for sure ready to take that leap into a relationship.
Right. Ugh. And I just love like kind of the syncopation that he gets in the delivery of these words here and mm-hmm. the way that like the just for now will slide in, you know, after uh-huh. friends. I think that it's so freaking good. Like his delivery even adds to the message of the song, you mm-hmm. know, like he's sliding over this deal to you on a table, you know, yeah. like here's my offer.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I love the line, "Now I'm over pretending." Like he just cannot pretend to just be friends anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Super yeah. great chorus. Yeah. Super catchy.
Yeah. That syncopation adds to it a lot too. The catchiness of it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Very easy to get in rhythm with him and sing along.
Yeah. I want to talk about another catchier part that's in the second verse too, because this is where we get a lot of that, like what you were talking about, that kind of pop sound where we get a lot of repetition that makes it more of an earworm. Like he says, "We're feeling now, 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 ain't slowing down, down, down." And then later on, he says, "Can never turn around, round, round." Mm-hmm. It makes that verse like flow so nicely. And it also feels like, you know, after the initial, like, idea, the hope of like ending this friendship and becoming romantic partners from the first verse in the chorus, it feels like now we're cooking in the relationship and like we're rolling on through in the second verse. Yeah, and it's just so close. They say like, once we cross the line, there's no denying. I can never turn around. No, that will never be the same. So yeah, it's so good.
It is so good. Oh yeah. And once you do cross that line, like, of course, there's no going back.
Right. After I mean, that. If you go back from that, then you're just not friends anymore, I feel like, for most people. So yeah, but I love how he ends the song like with the pre-chorus and the chorus again. Like, it's just really driving that point home, like, we're friends just for now, but let's put an end to friends.
Yep. Now I'm over pretending, so let's just put the end in friends.
So good.
Yeah,
so good. Great lyrics to this song.
Great lyrics. I think very relatable, super easy to sing along. Easy to dance to. I keep wanting to say 3-3 time, but it's not that. But you
six,
know,
eight time.
That three beat, you know, it just makes it that do 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 1-2-3. I love it. Like, it's easy to want to dance along to it.
Totally. Yeah. I mean, I feel like the whole time that we're listening to it, we're envisioning like two people swaying back and forth, dancing along to it. Like, it's just so hard to shake that. Also, just his voice is incredible. Like,
oh yeah.
It's so like smooth and alluring, and it just pulls you into the whole song, and it's like, it makes me want to keep like it on repeat, just how sexy his voice sounds.
Sexy, smooth, absolutely. Yeah, all of that,
all the things.
But it's great to hear it along with this more pop arrangement for him too.
Yeah he did a fantastic job
he really did.
Yeah, what a great gift. And we're not talking about the whole performance today, but he posted a live performance of the song too, so you can hear the live vocals, see him perform it live. Like, it's incredible.
Yes, and you get to see him dance and sway along to the song a little bit too.
I just melted.
They keep giving him these like corded microphones where he's just playing with the cord. Like, it reminded me of Love Me Again. I'm like, oh no. Like, he is really so smooth and just charming and sexy all around. Like, I will never be over that he is undeniably one of the sexiest, most handsome men to like be walking this
on the planet.
Right?
Totally.
Like, undeniably.
Undeniably, for sure.
Yeah. All right, well, let's talk about this music video that was released with it, because there is so many elements to this music video that we absolutely love. So this music video was directed by Samuel Bradley, who also co-directed Seven, which I think is particularly interesting because Kayla and I both noticed a lot of similarities with Jungkook's Seven and his music video and promotion, and how it really has so many connections and just like, you know, those similarities.
And how Friends was promoted, or like even how the music video is kind of put together.
How the music video was shot, elements of it, even outfits and just like general appearance and fashion too in it too. So we have to start off with like just the way that Taeyong kind of looks like Jungkook in this music video.
What the fuck?
Like, the eyebrow piercing is so edgy. Like, I mean, we know Jungkook to have so many piercings, so many tattoos, the lip piercing that's present in Seven, the leather jacket also, and then having this like longer messy hair.
Yeah,
like Taeyong's hair. We have to have a moment of appreciation for Taeyong's hair in this music video, because it's jet black, which we rarely get jet black hair from Taeyong. I feel like the only times I can think of is like, we just had his music video with IU, which I'm assuming was around the same time that he did the music video for Friends. That makes sense. So it's like, I almost feel like he maybe had the jet black hair for Friends,
and it just happened to be recorded.
And
even in the Love Wins All, it even seems a little softer. Like, it's definitely black hair, but it doesn't feel like so intensely black hair as it is in this one.
Yeah. And Love Wins All, I think, was more last minute, like right before he enlisted. I think Friends was maybe planned for a little bit longer. We don't know that. I'm sure there's going to be like a behind the scenes for Friends.
Right.
We just haven't gotten it yet. But anyways, I digress. The black hair is rare. We don't get it very right. often.
And it's so fucking good.
And it's like this greaser style, yeah. you know? Like
especially with the leather jacket.
The leather jacket, it's piecey, it's longer, it's kind of gelled and pulled back. He looks edgy. Mm. And so, of course, it's hard not to get major Jungkook vibes.
That's what Jungkook was giving us all of Seven.
I know. Yeah. I know.
Yeah.
So the music video also shares a lot of like general playfulness like we see in the Seven music video. There's a lot of moments that had us like completely laugh out loud. Mm-hmm. One of my absolute favorite parts of the music video is when Taeyang is coming out of that like convenience store and the couple that he had seen walking in is outside and now the man is proposing to the girl. Mm-hmm. And like he's down on one knee and Taeyang walks right between them, flips the ring out of this guy's hand.
Right.
And like, of course the girl's like, oh my gosh, you know, and the guy's kind of like, what? Like, why would he do that? And Taeyang just like, so casually and goofily, like kind of throws his hands out to the side, like, well, sorry. Like, you right. know, had to do it.
Had to happen.
It's just really funny the way he so looks funny. At some of the couples making out. Like, it just reminds me a lot of the silliness and goofiness that we got from Jungkook and Seven.
Totally. I feel the same way.
Which makes me feel like, you know, it's the same director.
Yeah.
So he could be kind of being like, oh, you should, you know, do this kind of goofiness here or there.
Right. And like the director has a vision for how he wants to shoot. And he might, you know, like it would make sense if it's the same director to, you know, film in the same kind of ways. Like you're the director. Yeah. That's your like art style. That's like how you represent yourself. So like the different ways of shooting or filming the scenes or even like incorporating the goofiness and the silliness could definitely be mm-hmm. like a directorial decision, you
yeah.
know? I think that like with Seven, we felt like it just suited Jungkook because he's like just this silly goofy guy.
Yeah.
And so
but his execution though.
Yeah, his execution just incredible.
Yeah,
like when
natural.
Jungkook opens up the casket.
Yeah.
I mean, one of the most yes. hilarious best moments in
totally
any music video.
Totally not to take away from Jungkook's already kind of like goofy, silly personality.
Right.
I wouldn't be surprised if the director was like telling him and then was just completely blown away by Jungkook's
and
like,
how
ability.
He could do it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because he was like right up my alley.
Yeah.
I got
he's
this,
like,
you know?
Oh, I know exactly what you mean.
Definitely.
Probably took it like three steps further.
Right. But like even there's this moment to mention the convenience store again. Like uh-huh. there's this moment when Taeyang first comes up to the counter and the couple that's working behind the counter are like making out. The way he looks away, like looks out the window, mm-hmm. the way that the light's hitting him and the, you know, just the motion that he's mm-hmm. been told to take right there by the director. Very reminiscent of Seven, just
yeah.
like how Jungkook acted in that also. So I can see like, you know, he's telling them like, okay, act this way or do that or whatever.
Yeah.
It's great. Like not, this is not a critique by saying,
no,
like,
no,
you
no.
know, like, this is not a criticism by saying that they're similar, but it's just something interesting that we noticed.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Lastly, just some similarities here is like just similar scenes too and settings in which these music videos take place. Both of them have shots in a restaurant, lots of like on the street, and then very much having lots of casting of people around them.
Yeah.
Lots of additional just strangers that you would see at a convenience store or walking down the street or at a restaurant. Like
mm-hmm.
We were talking about how like it really makes the music video more relatable and you can more easily see yourself represented in the music video.
Right.
There is a lot of representation in this music video mm-hmm. with the couples. You know, there's interracial couples, there's gay couples, there's, I mean, all
intergenerational couples.
Intergenerational,
like, I mean,
yeah.
I feel like every combo, you know, there's like you can find represented
yeah.
in the music video yeah. for sure.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So you just, you know, you kind of you see a mix of everyone in
right.
this music video.
Yeah.
Which is lovely. But yeah, you see a lot of that in Seven too. And I personally like seeing the similarities between
I
the
love
two
it.
Music videos.
Yeah.
Like to me, this is like, you know, Seven was such a major pop song for Jungkook that really suited his style.
Mm-hmm.
And we absolutely loved it. And then I'm like, wow, they're able to give Taeyang kind of a similar kind of radio play pop
yeah.
song. But keep it very true to Taeyang's style.
Right. Yeah, I really appreciate how true to Taeyang's style it is. But just the similarities that we see had me reflecting, like, is this HYBE's new formula? Remember, like, when BTS were really blowing up, when they were at the top of the industry, everybody, all the other companies were trying to break down what's the formula that BTS followed mm-hmm. to get here. You know, like, what types of singles were they putting out? How often? You know, mm-hmm. like, all of the stats and the data behind how they did what they did and why was right. being studied, because everyone else wanted to achieve that.
So successful.
Yeah. I mean, and Seven was so successful. Jungkook's album and his singles were so successful.
Yeah.
Great pop hits, great radio hits. So yeah. I can imagine, or, you know, it just had me wondering, is this, you know, this is their next model. They yeah. thought that this was super successful for Jungkook. So we're going to follow kind of the same guidelines for mm-hmm. Taeyang's single here, but we're going to Taeyangify it. You know, yeah. we're going to make sure that he's representing himself here.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I mean, if we see any other BTS songs, like,
well, I was thinking, Jimin, like, are they going to do this for Jimin?
Right.
You know, if they're going the Maknae route here. Yeah. I feel like the rap line is kind of doing their own thing.
Right.
Jin is really doing his own thing.
Right.
But I feel like the Maknae, you know, maybe that's something that they'll pursue for Jimin too.
I would love it too.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Anything Park Jimin.
Yeah.
Yeah, totally. But we really love this music video, and there was a press release just describing what this music video is about. So, and just going along with all the different representations of, like, couples that we see in it and all throughout, and all the different people from walks of life. The music video portrays a motif to distinguish between the life of a lonely man and a love-struck man. And there's just so many moments in this music video that contrast with one another. We see both sides of what it's like to be without love and be pained by seeing all around you, all the different couples that we see. And also being so blissfully in love that you're completely unbothered by everyone else's issues, even mm-hmm. if they're literally breaking out in fights around you.
Yeah. That's the perfect description of this music video. Yeah. You know, you see that drastic contrast between the life of a lonely man and that love-struck man, you know,
right.
seeing, like, I know that, like, whenever you are single or whatever, it does seem like everyone else
is everywhere.
In relationships. Yeah. And it, you know, it's kind of obnoxious.
Yeah.
It's kind of annoying. Right. And, like, you really see that present with Taeyang.
Right. But when you're, like, so happy and content in your relationship, it's so easy for you to look at each other and, like, almost judge other couples and be like,
yeah.
how are they like that? Or, like, oh, they're having those issues. We don't have those issues.
We don't have those issues.
Like,
yeah.
the other side of the coin is so easy to have too.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or being so love struck that you don't see issues within your own relationship.
Right. Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
But I don't think that's what he's showing here.
No, that's
here,
totally
that's
not.
That's totally a thing
yeah.
too.
That's just where my
yeah.
mind went.
Look out, guys.
Yeah. You can be blinded by love.
Right, totally. But I love, like, the lonely and the love struck, the contrast between those two Taeyangs that we see.
Mm-hmm.
And so the music video kind of takes us through his lonely side in the first verse, and then the love-struck side in the second verse.
Uh-huh.
But I love how it takes us through the same shots, the same, you know, places, the same order of things, but the couples and the people that we see are behaving differently, and Taeyang himself is behaving differently.
Yeah. So first half of the music video is just Taeyang as a single man,
mm-hmm.
and all the other couples in the music video are together and happily in love. The second half of the music video is Taeyang in a relationship, happily in love, and all of the couples around them are fighting and bickering and
yeah.
very unhappy.
Right.
Yeah. So we're just going to walk through it. You know, we're going to talk really about, like, the scenes as they come. We'll talk about the scene with Taeyang as a single man, and then also him as a couple. So
yeah.
one of the very first scenes after he wakes up in the morning is he goes to the bathroom and he brushes his teeth. And that very first scene where he's by himself, he just looks really beaten down. Like,
mm-hmm.
he looks like he doesn't want to start the day. It looks like just, I'm getting out of bed because I have to. You see him kind of, like, sit down in the tub and just,
like,
looks
to pretend that he's still in bed, you
yeah,
know?
Yeah,
yeah. Bro does not want to be brushing his teeth.
Mm-hmm.
Totally.
But then you see them as a couple, and when he's there with the girl, I think it's cute that they have a pink and blue toothbrush. Like,
mm-hmm.
she has a pink toothbrush, he has a blue toothbrush. I just think that's kind of silly and funny.
Yeah.
But they look very much happier, you
mm-hmm.
know, like, I swear the sun is shining brighter. in the shot.
Yeah, it feels like that. And I love how she, it really looks like that too. And I love how she looks over to him almost like to check in on him. Like, how you doing this morning? Uh-huh. Or, you know, like it seems like they have a very sweet relationship between mm-hmm. them.
It does.
And then, of course, in the next scene, like the lonely Taeyong, we see him kind of walking through this kitchen and he's scrounging up food for the morning. And his refrigerator literally has just one box of like takeout food. Mm-hmm. It is completely barren besides that. And he's like, you know, like lounging, listening to the morning news, looking like uninterested in his food, but eating it anyways. And at one point he even like lays across the table and puts his head down just like so... just already done with the day.
Done
like
the
so
day.
Lonely, just so not looking forward to it.
It's very sad. It's like he had like he's not looking forward to anything.
He's giving up and the day hasn't started.
Yeah.
Yeah. But contrast that with when he is love struck. Here they're making breakfast together mm-hmm. and they've made pancakes and they have, you know, a full meal set out in front of them, coffee and all the condiments and like a table setting and, you know.
There's some butter and syrup on that table.
There's plants. Like, there's not plants in his first one. Like, even his space isn't decorated or alive. Like, she's brought so much life into his space.
Yeah.
And, you know, yeah, it just looks... Wait, there's even a chandelier.
Yeah, like, there's a chandelier and there's also pictures on the wall. So, yeah, it doesn't... It definitely seems like this woman has brought... life into his apartment here.
Completely. Yeah. I mean, and completely changed him. And it's not like she's just taking care of him. Like, we see them making breakfast together and she goes and looks out the window and he's kind of like checking her out and looking really appreciative of like her and his life.
Yeah. So after this scene, you see him leave for the day to go and catch the bus. It's this red bus, which like, it's not American to me. That looks very like,
UK
British.
Vibes.
Yeah, UK. And there's a couple on the bench and they are like, I mean, he has his arm wrapped around her. They look very happy. But in the love struck version with Taeyong, when he comes out with his girlfriend, that same couple is like on opposite ends of the bench, like not looking at each other. Like the girl even has her legs crossed, like back
like
slightly
away
turned.
From him too, like saying so much.
Like back to him. Right.
He's sulking.
And then when Taeyong gets on to the bus, we see like there's an older couple who are driving the bus, which I think is just kind of cute.
So cute.
So you see them, of course, when Taeyong is lonely, you see them kind of loving on each other. The old man gives the lady a little kiss on the cheek. But in the love struck version where Taeyong gets on with his girlfriend, that couple is like arguing about like directions or where they're going. You
didn't stop at the right place.
Exactly.
You know what I love too about this bus driver couple is that like, this is the first time really in the music video that you realize, oh, everyone's coupled up.
Everyone.
Because up until then, you just like, you see the couple on the bench and that could just be anything. That could just be a coincidence, you know? Mm-hmm. But when you see two bus drivers, you know, you're like, this is not normal. But
no. And also the man kind of like, comes out of nowhere from like behind the woman.
Right.
Yeah. You're like, oh, okay. Yeah. Everyone is in a relationship.
Right.
Except
like
for Taeyong.
Everyone's together besides you. You're the loneliest man in the world. But it also like, it brings in a little bit of that silliness like so early on in the music
it
video
does.
Too.
It's very exaggerated.
Yeah.
So last kind of bus scene here is like you get to see him sitting on the bus and you get close up shots of all of these couples. And of course they're all loving on each other. They're very happy. They look very content and cuddled up. And Taeyong looks back and then kind of like panically looks forward, like almost like he's wishes that he was that or, you know, is realizing like just how lonely he is.
Like maybe a little bit like he doesn't want other people to notice how alone he is or how he's the only person there who's alone.
And I will say I love his outfit for this because he's got like such old fashioned like headphones on. I mean, I'm talking like the headphones that you had oh God, like, oh my gosh, early 2000s
Walkman headphones.
Exactly.
Like 100% foam on the outside.
Foam, yeah.
That's it.
Tiny. Like, yeah, you could break those things in half. Like,
oh, yeah.
You had them in your elementary school.
You could barely,
like,
hear out of
probably
those.
Probably 50 cents to buy one of those.
Oh, I have those in my school right now. They're 10 cents, girl.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. I call them, well, I'm not going to say it because that's my school name, but I call them Beats by whatever. Like, the, oh, you know, like,
really?
Beats by Dre. I'm like, these are Beats by blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Very cheap. Very cheap headphones. But yes.
But he's wearing like this like plaid scarf too, like all bundled up. It's almost like the only warm hug he has is this scarf around his neck, you know. But yes, very like old man style.
It is.
You know?
It's very much his style too. Yeah. You know, he's just an old soul.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, of course, then we have the love struck Taeyang, and he is cuddled up with her, looking out the window, looking very happy, not seeming to like compare himself to the others around him. It's like he's looking outward and enjoying the day a little bit.
And they're sitting on the front of the bus together, so like they, you know, it's not that crazy that they don't notice the other couples kind of on the bus. Like, they're not big fighting on the bus, but they are kind of like arguing or questioning each other, starting to bicker a little bit.
Yeah.
So maybe it's, you know, it's normal that they don't really notice. They're just keeping to themselves or whatever.
Exactly.
Yeah. Anyways, after this, we see them going into a convenience store, like after the bus, riding to maybe pick up breakfast. So the lonely Taeyang walks into the convenience store, and on his way in, there's a couple, you know, like those like little mechanical like toy things that you put a quarter in and you can ride it, like it's like unicorn or a plane or something outside of grocery stores. They have one of these outside this convenience store. This
also is very retro.
I was gonna say very retro and very American. I don't know, like, if these are in the UK at all. I'm sure they are, but like, this was something that brought me back to childhood. You know, but this couple is standing outside, and the girl is sitting on like the unicorn, and the guy is like next to her, and you know, they're kind of just loving all over each other.
Yeah,
and he
cute.
Walks in, I'm sure, rolling his eyes.
Yeah,
and as he, you know, in the scene where he's love struck, he's walking in with her, and they're outside fighting, like in the same area next to the unicorn, but bickering at each other.
Mm-hmm.
When he goes into the convenience store, when he's lonely, this couple is like making out. This is also one of those like, oh my goodness, like it's a little jarring the first time you watch it because you're not expecting it, where it's like also one of those things we would not see from like original BTS.
Yeah,
you know, like BTS 5 years ago would never have this in a music video.
Yeah,
but solo BTS going out targeted to Western audiences, this is totally okay. I mean, I don't have a problem with seeing this. It just kind of cracked me up too, like they are, this couple behind the register are making out so hard, like getting onto the counter, like putting her hand up on the plexiglass is so fucking funny to
the
me.
Hand on the plexiglass is like whoa, she's like gripping
for real, like it's just like, okay, it's that deep.
Yeah.
But so he walks in and he's like, really, I have to put up with this. That's like the moment where you see him like look out the window where he looks really like Jungkook right there.
Uh-huh.
And then when he walks in there, when he's, you know, love struck with the girl, they're like behind the counter, like fighting really hard. Like she's
aggressively fighting.
She's like hitting him. He's like throwing stuff at her. Like this is getting physical here.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they are really yelling at each other.
Yeah.
But Taeyang is kind of like, you know, overwhelmed by the amount of people in this convenience store overall that are either in love or when they're fighting, he's totally ignoring them.
This is definitely the part where he starts getting annoyed.
Totally.
You know? He's no longer just like catching on that everyone's in a relationship. At this point, he's like, oh my God,
it's
like
in
I'm
his
over
face.
This.
Yeah. It's not just the people behind the cash register. It's literally like the convenience store is packed with like 10 other couples and the people outside. And this is when, like what you described earlier, the best part, when he walks out and he hits the ring out of the guy's hand who's proposing. That's when, like, that's showing his peak annoyance. He's fucking over it. Yeah.
Yeah. It's the hands out to the side, like, well. Like had to do
had
it
to do
you
it.
Know like shoulder
no other
shrug,
option
you
you're
know?
In my way
yeah. it's so funny to me,
so hilarious.
Um, Kayla, you want to talk about this part? Because I know you really like this part.
Okay. So then we see him, like, after he leaves this convenience store, he's going into a diner, like, for lunch or whatever. Mm-hmm. And when he's lonely, he's in there and he gets sat in the center booth. And it's like all these couples around him are, you know, they're like all lovey-dovey. And this is really the moment in the music video where you start to be overwhelmed by the amount of love. Like, we've already seen his annoyance and frustration, but now it's like, whoa, that is like extreme. It's everywhere you look. It's every corner of this diner and it's packed with people. Also, like, this is where you're seeing the diversity in the couples, all different couples, all different ages, all different like combinations of couples, you know, all different races. And it's just really cool to see, like, you know, cis presenting couples, like LGBTQ presenting couples, like really anything in this music video.
The older couples in the Hawaiian shirts.
I love them.
Yeah.
Also, you can really see like how the couples, their style goes together. Like the couple in the polka dot or the Hawaiian shirts together. Some people, like, there's an older couple, they're both wearing like leather jackets. Like, they look like motorcycle gang members together. Yeah.
They're like, all paired very well. Like, they all go paired all well together.
Yeah. I really love the old lesbian couple waitresses.
Yeah.
I fucking love them.
They're cute.
They're so cute. Their energy in the when Taeyong is miserable but everyone else is in love is so adorable. And then I love when we switch over to like the fighting scene where everyone else is fighting and Taeyong and his girlfriend are like content. Those couples, like that, those waitresses, they slam those burgers down on their table so hard and then yell at each other about it. Like, it just cracks me up. Yeah. It's so good.
And Taeyong's like, what was that about?
Right. You know? They're like, what's going on? They're so blissful. They don't even know, like, they don't even really understand that everyone's fighting. But just these two moments in particular, like, we talked so much about the director earlier, I really have to like give like major kudos to these two shots, because in both shots, and I think even more so in the shot where Taeyong and his partner are happy and everyone else is fighting, it reads like a Renaissance painting.
It really does.
It is freaking art. Like,
once you said that, I'm like, wow, how did I not really notice that? But yeah, it looks like Renaissance art. It's like a piece of artwork that you would hang on
your
wall. It is
art. I would love to hang this on my wall. I'm gonna make it my fucking desktop background or something.
Should.
Like the hard lighting from one source, all the commotion going on. I think the really classic thing about Renaissance paintings is the more that you look at it, you can read into each person's story, what's going on, and make inferences about that. And this is one of those things where you can do that. And you could look at it for 45 minutes and still be doing that. You know, I think like that is the storytelling of those types of paintings and of this shot like this too. Like, there is so much going on here and we could spend the next hour hypothesizing about every single couple in both of these, you know, shots. I think it's so beautiful. It's so well done. I could rave about it forever. I think it's awesome.
I do think that this is one of those moments where you want to just give kudos to the director for delivering such a shot. There's so much happening around him. And of course your eye is drawn directly to Taeyong.
Right, the framing and how the, you know, still your eye is directly to them. It's so smart.
Even with the chaos.
At the same time of like popcorn being thrown and a huge bouquet of flowers being thrown in the opposite direction. Like, there's so much going on in the fight scene, but like, your eye is drawn right to them in the middle. It's
because
brilliant.
They're so different from everything else around them.
Totally.
Yeah,
they really stand out.
And Taeyong looks so happy with the girl in this photo. Like, the soft smile he's delivering is just like, wow, he's never looked more content.
The smile he gives her after the waitresses slam the burgers down. Like, the way he is looking right there, just like, oh, ultimate boyfriend. Like, melt my heart into, you know.
Right.
Yeah.
So then after this, things kind of take there's a turn of events here. So this is, we're talking about lonely Taeyong, you know, he's by himself and he walks outside of the restaurant and you see there's like a I would say a multi-generational couple here. Like, yeah, you know,
they're who I had in mind.
Yeah.
This like old ass man
is old and she's like very young and she is all over him, distracting him because he's about to hit Taeyang. Right. Like Taeyang is in the street. I love the shot of him just because the headlights are on his face and contrast to like the black night around him. Mm-hmm. He holds up his hand to kind of like shield the light from his eyes, you know? And then unfortunately he gets hit by the car. Ugh. And it also happens in the Love Struck Taeyang too, where he's out in the street. He doesn't look as like blinded by the light in this one. This one he still has like this kind of little blissful smile on and almost is like, you know, maybe it looks a little bit more surprised or a little unsure of what is happening.
Yeah, like in the first time he's even holding his hands up, like you said, to kind of block the light, but it's almost like a stop,
like a stop
this reality or stop, don't run into me type of thing.
Yeah.
And in the second one, like him and his partner had been so blissfully unaware and content the whole time. It's like the car really came out of nowhere for him, really took him by surprise.
Yeah, for sure. So even in this shot too, where he gets hit by the car, you see him with like a pool of blood around his head. But then all of those couples from the restaurant are outside. And not all of them. And they might be some different ones. But like in the shot where he's lonely, you know, these couples, even though he's like just got hit by a car, all these couples are still loving on each other and like totally like there's a couple that throws themselves on top of the hood of the car to the continue car making out,
you know?
Yeah. Yeah. And mind you that, you know, there's a dead man on the ground, you know, but they are just so in love. And then even in the second shot, you know, where he's on the ground, everyone else is fighting, not noticing him, but also just kind of an interesting shot to see. And you do see the girl go over to him and kind of like check on him and is like, you know, he's clearly,
she looks concerned with him.
Yeah.
The lighting also is very different in these shots. Like in the first one where he is lonely and everyone is making out, it's like very blue lighting, like gives like kind of sad, more lonely, alone feelings. And then the one where he was like love struck, it's like red fuchsia-y lighting,
which
definitely gives me more like lovey-dovey vibes, you know?
I can see that.
Yeah, despite everyone fighting around them. Didn't but Taeyang that. Himself, I still think, has like that lovey-dovey vibe.
Yeah. So after he gets hit as a lonely man, this is when that the music video goes into that second half.
Right.
And he wakes up with the girl.
Right.
So we, and then of course, I'll just go ahead and say this. After he gets hit, once he's in a relationship with the girl, he wakes up in bed, but now it's himself next to him. There's two Taeyangs in bed.
Right.
So we've seen like three wake up scenes now. One where he's by himself, one where he wakes up with the girl, and one where he wakes up with himself next to him.
Right.
And so we're like, this is very interesting. To me, it reminded me of like 50 First Dates. Like he has some kind of amnesia from like this car accident that he got in. It's like an amnesia. It's some memory loss. Kayla, you said it reminds you a lot of like Groundhog Day.
Yeah, totally. Just that like, or like, I don't know, the Truman Show again.
The Truman Show, yeah.
Like, I know that we mentioned that with his layover album, The Truman Show, so maybe that's kind of what he's channeling here too. But just that repeating the same day over and over again, he hasn't found the outcome that works for him yet, maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's interesting the third time, him waking up to himself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is very interesting.
Like, you would think maybe he would wake up alone again. Uh-huh. Like, if he woke up alone again, you would say that day two, the in love Taeyang was just like a dream, a hallucination, you know, some sort of like folly that he had fallen into.
Yeah.
But the fact that he wakes up to himself, you know, makes you a little bit more inquisitive as to what's going on.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
I wish we had more of a deeper understanding, I guess, of the music video, but like, that's really what we've gotten out of it, you know, like with the repeated days. I think it was just a really good way to show, compare and contrast the life of a lonely man and the life of a love-struck man.
I think that it was brilliant the way that it was shot and, you know, the stories being told twice in that way. And I think the extremeness of the couples, the extras couples, how they were acting in both days really conveyed how Taeyang would be feeling or, you know, made it so relatable for like all of us that have been through these types of situationships or, you know, these types of hard feelings of like feeling alone or feeling love-struck or whatever. I think we can really relate to the feelings so that it's conveying.
Yeah.
I really wish I had an answer for these two Taeyongs at the end.
Yeah.
I was, you know, maybe wondering if this is representing like a love yourself, you know, type of thing, like the self-love of being fulfilled. Like, we're going back to like the the breakfast scene and seeing really how different his kitchen and dining room table is when he's alone versus when he's in a relationship, and how she's put paintings up. She has plants in multiple places. Yeah. Like, they've made a full meal. They have, you know, a stocked kitchen. But just talking about that, and I know that anyone can do that. It's not just women bringing that into a relationship, but like, you know, if you don't have someone else, like, you still deserve to have a decorated home.
Maybe it's,
you know,
maybe it is the lonely and the love struck Taeyong together now.
Oh my gosh.
And now they like can kind of, you know,
now they have to merge into one.
They can merge into one. Yeah. Like, he, you know, they can pass on wisdom to one another.
Yeah, maybe,
you know?
Now they're about to, like,
because at the very end he smiles, you know, he kind of like cheekily smiles at the camera.
Yeah.
So yeah, I wonder if it is like lessons learned, maybe a little bit, and that like you can be alone and still be happy,
right?
You know, and you can be in a relationship but still be like
miserable,
you know, miserable.
Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly.
Totally.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think we just figured it out.
We just talked it through.
We did. We just got it. That's what it is.
Overall, love this music video. We just, like, real quickly at the end here, have to talk about how attractive and hot Taeyong looks.
So fucking hot.
Yes.
The whole time.
I mean, you know, we have to do this always. Especially, I feel like the very first time where we're like, oh my gosh, the shots of him at the convenience store when he's by himself, the attitude and kind of like disgust of like, really you're like making out right in front of me right now while I'm trying to check out,
right?
His expression here and the leather jacket and the piecey black hair over his eyes, he looks so edgy and so sexy.
The furrowed brow
oh! When he looks out the window, like that kind of little disgust on his face, it's so hot. It's so hot.
Yeah. Yeah. I agree. Yeah. And then like the slow zoom out from the diner scene when he's with his partner, everyone's fighting around him. Like, he just looks so content, but also so freaking handsome.
Oh yeah.
Like a husband material right there.
The
like
eyebrow piercing really is contributing so much.
Yeah.
I'm like, damn.
The
wow.
Lightly tussled hair off to the side with the eyebrow piercing, but he just looks so handsome. One of his eyebrows just like slightly raised, like.
Yes. Also that zoomed out shot too, when he's in the full suit, when he's by himself, also like very, very, very handsome, very attractive.
Yeah.
Again, just giving, I'm like, I swear, Jungkook, if he has watched this music video, I'm sure he's seen this shot and thought Taeyong looks damn good, because he can probably see himself a little bit in there. Like, he's just like very, very attractive.
That moment is very Jungkook-y. Very, I need you, Jungkook.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Also the shot where Taeyong is just like, it's in the diner scene where he's looking at the girl and the lesbian diner couple comes over angrily with
just
their hamburgers.
Down the burgers. Yeah.
Yeah. He is just like, he doesn't even notice that they're there with the food because he's leaning onto his arm and elbow, just like staring into her eyes.
He's like so lost in her.
And I mean, just.
That's the moment.
I feel like every army is putting themselves there.
That's what I'm doing.
Yeah.
That's why that's the moment for me, because I'm like, I just want him to look at me like that.
Uh-huh.
Like, and I can put myself there. Yeah,
he looks like he is like coming onto her.
I know. Looks so handsome. Like, the jawline, his gaze.
Yeah.
That we got to post this for promos. Like this picture.
I agree. A fantastic shot.
He looks incredible.
Yeah.
Well, Kim Taeyong.
Kim Taeyong.
Friends.
Yeah. We had mentioned in our last episode that we were just not anticipating a single at all from him. I think it's so funny to see our predictions for this year so far, and just like looking back now, we're like, man, this was not on our radar whatsoever.
I love being so wrong.
I love being wrong,
too. The best thing to be wrong about is like more BTS music.
Yeah. Yeah. So such a blessing.
Yeah.
And I do enjoy the song a lot, and I can really appreciate the music video. And I think some of the similarities with Seven that was really neat to me for some reason
to kind of
see it. And then also just to continue to hear Taeyong's soulful and romantic, hopeless romantic old soul.
Yes.
Retro feel and aesthetic that he has
so good.
Being put into a pop all English song mm-hmm. here. Yeah.
I feel like a very successful pop English song for him.
I think so.
I love the song too. I think the lyrics are great. The music video is so interesting, so compelling. Like, I think a lot of people could watch it and enjoy it and follow the storyline as well. And yeah, I now after getting Layover, after getting Friends, I'm ready for Taeyang to be in love.
Oh yeah.
Oh my God, stop breaking his heart.
Give this man a girlfriend.
For real. Give if he doesn't this man have one. Somebody. He needs that love. I want a love song from him. It can still be his crooner, you know, 50s, 60s, old school jazzy. Like, I think that's perfect.
This man is a hopeless romantic,
but I need to see him in love in a music video, because like this coming out of like coming after Love Wins All, mm-hmm. beautiful music video, not right. a happy ending. I mean, this man has his heart, as far as we've seen it in like visually in videos, I can't watch him be heartbroken anymore.
I
need to watch him be in love.
We need to see actual in love here.
Yes, please. Yeah. He deserves it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyways, absolutely love the video. We are so interested in what you guys think and feel about Friends the song and Friends the music video. Especially, what do you think about the two Taeyongs at the end? Since we think we nailed it here at the end of the episode.
Yeah.
But let us know your thoughts and feelings about it for sure. Look out for a post on social media about it, so that way you can talk to us about it. Or, of course, you can join the Iconic Hangout on Monday the 25th.
Yes.
And we'll talk about this. We'll talk about anything else going on with BTS at the time. Looking forward to Hope on the Street
Come on. Yes, we already have plans for when we record that. We are like really looking forward to it.
We are scheduled out.
Yeah.
So
I'm over here like, I just got my two biases now are putting out content. And then like me and Yoongi, like... Right. Life is good.
We are living. Right. And then Namjoon's album, and then Festa, and then Jin is back.
Yeah.
We're rolling.
We rolling. Got it. That's for sure.
Yeah. We're probably like 80 something days until Jin returns now. Yeah. I wish I had the exact number. We should start doing number updates on the podcast.
We should have a countdown on our phone. What are we doing? Yeah.
Yeah. Anyways, we love talking to you guys about Friends today. We hope you enjoyed this episode. We want to send a special thanks to our supporters on Patreon, especially those VIP Iconics, Eileen, Michelle, Holly, Meg, Rachel, Robin, and Deja. Thank you guys so, so much for all of your extra love and support.
Yes, thank you.
We look forward to seeing all of you guys at the Iconic Hangout in a couple days. If you enjoyed this episode, please let us know. Write a review. Get with us on Instagram, whatever you want. Of course, you can find links for all the things in the description.
Thanks for listening, and thanks for stanning BTS.